History often remembers movements, while forgetting many of the people who carried them on their backs. Most Americans recognize the names Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton when discussing women's suffrage, and rightly so. Their courage and determination helped shape one of the most important reform movements in American history. Yet movements of that magnitude are never built by only two or three people. They are carried forward by countless voices, countless sacrifices, and countless individuals willing to devote their lives to a cause larger than themselves. One of those individuals was Ida Husted Harper. For years, I kept returning to Ida Husted Harper's name while researching the suffrage movement. The deeper I dug, the more difficult it became to understand how someone so influential had faded so completely from public memory. Ida was not merely an observer of history. She helped shape it. Ida traveled alongside Susan B. Anthony, wrote speeches and articles that advanced women's rights, organized campaigns, documented the movement, and ultimately preserved much of its history for future generations through her work on the history of woman suffrage. As of today, most people have never heard of her, and that realization stayed with me. This book grew out of a desire to bring Ida Husted Harper back into the conversation where she belongs, not merely as a footnote to famous names. Ida was a living, breathing woman who sacrificed comfort, stability, and often peace of mind for a cause she believed was worth fighting for. Still, this story is about more than Ida alone. This book is about the women who marched through ridicule, hostility, exhaustion, and disappointment, while living in a society that often regarded them as intellectually and politically inferior. It is about the women who were expected to remain silent in public, defer to men in nearly every sphere of life, and accept legal and social limitations as permanent. Women in 19th century America bore enormous burdens. Many worked tirelessly at home, denied political representation and financial independence. Married women often lacked legal authority over property, wages, and even aspects of their children's lives. Access to higher education remained limited, and professional careers were rare. Women's public speaking was often mocked or condemned outright.